This is Small Studio. I'm Melissa Davis, Small Studio producer. The following is the audio version of WFYI's September 2018 Small Studio session with Afro-punk band White Moms. You can find the entire session, including a video of the performance, at WFYI.org/smallstudio. Stay tuned right after the session for an interview with the band. Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Sun King Brewing.
We're White Moms!
This song is called Grape Soda.
Next song is called Why.
Keep
All right, this one's called It's So Easy.
Thank you.
All right. How did you pick your band name?
Well, first, how we started as a band, it was me, Oreo, and Charlene, and we were in your basement, right?
Yeah.
And we had our first, like, practice, and it was going really well, and we're like, oh, man, let's think of names. We wanted to be called the Spooks, but then we're like, oh, wait, that's too crazy.
Well, there's a name, band, like an R&B band from, like, 94 and 95. They're called the Spooks. That's why we mixed it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like, I don't think anyone would be wanting to wear merch like that.
Yeah. and then we're like, wait, you have a white mom. I have a white mom. Charlene is a white mom. Let's be called the White Moms because we're all black. We have white moms. And then we were talking to Dimitri and we're like, yo, we would love for you to play with us. And then someone was like, wait, I don't think we can be called white moms. And he's like, guys, I have a white mom and a white dad. Like, yes. And so that was our name.
Yeah.
Could everyone say what they do in the band and your names as well?
Yes, my name is... Oh, yeah, why don't I just instinctively go up to that condenser? my name is Oreo Jones, and I play the keys and bass guitar.
I'm Charlene, and I play the keys and drums, a little bit of bass.
Yeah, I'm Dimitri. I play bass, drums, and a little bit of singing.
I'm Ko, and I play guitar.
And everyone in the band switches off instruments. How did you guys decide to do that?
Just who wrote the song. Yeah, played in bass and kind of just figured out that flow, like, based off of that, just because it was easier for the lead person to sing and play, like, an instrument versus trying to play drums and do it. And it's kind of evolved based off of that. So just kind of worked to our favor.
Everyone in the band plays in other projects?
Yeah.
And how did this band come together?
I think Ko hit me up in a Facebook message and was like, hey, let's start an all black band. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. And I was Charlene and I were roommates at the time too. So we were just down the hall from each other, just like playing. She had like a little keyboard that I was playing on. And then our roommate Tubbs had a bass. So we were just like noodling and writing songs and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, Charlene's my roommate. Let's see if she wants a jam. And then, yeah, kind of just organically happened from there.
Yeah, Charlene and I were playing in a different project at the time. That's when we were doing Raw together.
Oh, yes! Yeah,
that was the whole reason why I got jumped on board.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, just, you know, all of us doing different stuff kind of made this happen organically, honestly.
Being involved in one band or one project can be time-consuming, but being involved in two or three can be all-consuming. So how do you make time for this band?
We don't. It's sort of like a vibe that's easy. And so when we do get together, we're writing a lot and we're really creative in that time we have together. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a lot of time together because, you know, we live in different places. We all have jobs in different bands. But when we do come together, I think we do a good job using that time to create new music.
Well, I mean, that's one of the good things about having other outlets. Like, when we come to this project, we have, like, you know, a focus as far as, like, this song didn't work in this project, mm-hmm. or, like, I was feeling this, but it didn't work over here. So then we have at least a palette of stuff to play around with when we do get together.
Yeah, and we really do what we want to do in the band. It's not like, I'm going to stay over here and play keyboard and I have to sing or something like that. We all play what we want to play in a song.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that your music is political?
No. I mean, there are some songs that are a little more, like, drenched in that content. But, I mean, I would say as a group, we're not political.
I can't think of one political song that we have. We don't have any.
But, I mean, none of it's straightforward. Kinda, like, you know, we're not, like, you know, holding up any banners. We're not taking any platforms on anything. It's all about relative to personal stories in a lot of ways.
How can Indianapolis support its musicians to keep them here in the city and not on the coasts?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
I like it.
Support all the local bands, like not just like the fans that come out to the shows, but also the promoters. Like, just treat the local bands right, and if local bands are treated right, they want to stay there, you know. So I think that's a good thing to, you know, try and do in indie at least. So
yeah, we're getting better at fostering talent, but you know, we're still Indianapolis. You know, we're not Chicago. We're not New York. You know, there's a lot more opportunities in that way readily available. But yeah, we're definitely getting there in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and then also creating, like, festivals, you know, like Sean created Trees, which is really cool. I'm creating a all-women's festival, which I'm really excited about. So just keeping, you know, the community excited to go to shows and stuff also. So
do you feel like there is a change in indie, like we're getting there?
Yeah.
I mean, we've all seen it, you know, yeah, we like 5 years ago, yeah, like versus now. I mean, the level of exposure that we all have, you know, the level of connection and like the actual like crowdsourcing of the groups. Like before, it was kind of all broken up. You know, you had the hardcore group over here, hip hop group over here, indie group over here. Now we're all appreciating what we do and kind of paying a little more homage in that way to our city as well as our community. So it's definitely making strides in the right direction for sure.
Some people see this band, White Moms, as a supergroup featuring some of the best musicians from Indianapolis right now. Are you guys aware that you have this reputation? And what do you like best about being part of this band?
I'm not an amazing musician at all. I don't even know. Like, I don't like I'm uncomfortable with the term supergroup. I think it's just all, we're good friends and family. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm, we mesh so well together. Like, it's fun. Yeah. That's the, like, period dot, like, bottom line is, yeah, like, when we get together, it's like we never, you know, left. You know, it's, yeah, like we get, yeah, back together. We like play. We laugh. Like, mm-hmm, I've never really like played with someone where I'm like looking over and just like cracking up laughing.
I can't look.
And I have and like we went on tour and that was like the most fun I had. Just, mm-hmm, like the whole time I was like looking forward to playing. So, mm-hmm, but I kind of went off a tangent, but I don't know. I think supergroup is kind of silly.
Well, the thing, yeah, is, we have, I don't know, we're kind of a family in, yeah, a lot of ways. Like, so there's a lot of, I would say, names and things that have been associated to us that we don't necessarily feel. It's not like, you know, it's not like we take it as a negative connotation. It's just one of those things where it's like a supergroup. I mean, by all, like, you know, physical evidence, yeah. But, I mean, that's just not how it's ever felt to us, you know.
It's not always easy being a musician. So how do you manage the challenges and what keeps you going?
These guys, honestly, yeah, you know, that goes to like, you know, the music community here. And like, you know, I have a strong appreciation for what we've created here. And that, yeah, really is what keeps me going, mm-hmm, you know, in a lot of ways. And then, you know, having groups like this, you know, having people who are my family as well as, you know, people and musicians that prop me and really help me create, only makes the fire greater.
Yeah, and all the people that help us, mm-hmm, with shows and merch, mm-hmm, and, like, yeah, really make an effort to, you know, approach us and to offer help to us, or they just make it easy to work, mm-hmm, with. It's just, like, easy and fun, mm-hmm, and I don't think any of us would be here still after 5 years if it wasn't so easy and fun.
Mm-hmm. And you just recently completed a Southern tour. Was there something on the tour that was so funny or cool that you could tell me about, or any story?
Wait, what?
There's so many things.
I feel like Alabama was the weirdest.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should talk about Alabama.
Oh, like Alabama, we played in Sheffield, Alabama, it was our anchor day, and the dude that booked us like heard us online,
yeah, and
yeah, on satellite radio, and was like, I need to get you guys down here ASAP. And we went down and we had like all the hotel rooms, like the red carpet was rolled out. But it was a weird little town, yeah, for sure, yeah. This guy like drove around in a minivan and he had like a pizza delivery topper on top of the roof that had White Moms on top of it.
He's driving it that for, like, months.
At first, we were definitely like kind of weirded out because, yeah, we weren't sure if there was just going to be like some alt-right like leather stompers just ready, like,
waiting for us.
And like, yeah, but so it was just like kind of like a weird vibe at first. But it was.
He ended up being a really, really nice guy.
Awesome, yes, dude. He was like booking shows since he was like a teenager. Yeah.
And he's trying to start a scene there.
Yeah,
he's really, like,
exactly.
Working
so. Yeah, it was really cool to be.
Yeah, he
part
actually
of that.
Lives in Nashville, Tennessee, but he opened up this venue in Sheffield.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And it kind of like had similar vibes to here. People like creating,
yeah, exactly,
like their,
absolutely,
own spaces, mm-hmm, out of nothing, and yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it's cool to see that level of like growth as far as like people wanting to like influence their scene in other places, like so far removed from us. Like, because I mean, it was a very small, like, you know, town. I mean, it was kind of a Quad Cities like situation with Sheffield and Muscle Shoals being close to it and all of that. But I mean, it was, it's really cool to see kind of the rebirth of that in different places, and that it's just not like, you know, regional. Like, it's happening kind of everywhere. Like, the, I don't know, the digital age of stuff is really making stuff a lot more connected, which is cool to be a part of.
What are you guys going to do in the future? What can we expect?
We just got done recording 4 songs. So we're going to hopefully, you know, release those songs soon and just keep playing shows. And it's, now that I'm back in the States, you know, we're going to keep playing more. So
great. More shows, more albums.
Yeah.
Yeah.